J.D. Vance is the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in Ohio. When you run for any public office, your life pretty much comes under a ton of scrutiny, which could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. For Vance this past week, that was option number two. Here's what J.D. Vance said this past September about women in abusive marriages.
And this is one of the great tricks that I think the sexual revolution pulled on the American populace, which is this idea that, like, well, okay, these marriages were fundamentally, you know, they were maybe even violent, but certainly they were unhappy. And so getting rid of them and making it easier for people to shift spouses like they changed their underwear, that's going to make people happier in the long term. And maybe it worked out for the moms and dads, though I'm skeptical, but it really didn't work out for the kids of those marriages. And I think that's what all of us should be honest about, is we've run this experiment in real time, and what we have is a lot of very, very real family dysfunction that's making our kids unhappy.
That's right. Vance thinks that if a woman is a victim of domestic violence, she should just stick it out for the sake of the children, which completely ignores study after study, which finds that children who grow up in a violent household have an increased chance of becoming an abuser in a relationship they become a part of. Vance sounds like one of those people who selectively read the Bible, shall we say. What Vance lays out as a priority, at least in his mind, comes from Colossians chapter 3, verse 18, which reads, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord." But guess what is declared in Colossians 3:19? "Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them." There is no mention in the Bible about the husband dominating and controlling his wife. In fact, there are many teachings which call on the husband to cherish his wife. For example, Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 28, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself." Proverbs 18:22 teaches, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." Now, going back to what J.D. Vance said about how abused women should not leave an abusive marriage, well, if there is abuse, that's not a Christian marriage. Going back to Ephesians this time, chapter 4, verses 31 and 32, we read, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you." Marriage is certainly an emotional as well as spiritual partnership. When both are walking in God's word, all storms will pass, love will wind up reigning supreme. If anger and violence are perpetrated, that partnership is broken and needs to be ended for the sake of the soul of the target of that anger and violence. Now, if you are trapped in that prison of domestic violence, it might not seem like it, but believe it or not, you do hold the key to your escape. We have a section of our website dedicated to domestic violence, the ways to become free from it, reclaim your life, and return to a bright, happy life. You can find the link to this information at our homepage at issuesandideasradio.com.